And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Cato. Come on, y'all. Thank you very much. You know, in a few months, ladies and gentlemen, here in Los Angeles, we'll be voting for a new mayor. And by working with politicians for the past few years, I've learned quite a bit about them. And I've also learned about constituents. It's odd how ethnic background enters into political opinion. What I mean is, my gardener thinks there's only one man that's qualified to be mayor of Los Angeles. Frankly, I don't think Thomas Noguchi has a chance. Boy, I'm telling you, politicians too much. This past election, I was reading the paper of the day where George McGovern is going to demand a recount. It was close. That's right. In case you're wondering about my political affiliation, you know I didn't vote for no cat named Tricky Dick. No. Tricky Knee, maybe. Tricky Dick, never. No siree. See, I've known Richard Nixon a long time. Very long time. As a matter of fact, the cat cut off my hustle. Yeah, I used to go down to Caliente every Saturday when I was home, you know, bet on the races, pick up a few things. Last time I was down there, I ran into Operation Intercept. You folks remember Operation Intercept? I waited in line so long, I had to wait in line, as a matter of fact, 6 hours and 44 minutes. I waited in line so long, I smoked up all my stuff. When I got to the gate, old guard say, "Where were you born?" I said, "On the moon, baby." He said, "Where do you live?" I say, "On cloud nine." He said, "Do you know what you are?" I said, "Yeah, Jack, loaded." One time I got busted. I thought I'd get some publicity out of it, you know. So when they put me in the bullpen, I got a dime out of my pocket, and I called the paper. And I said, "Hey, man," I said, "let me speak to your entertainment editor." The cat said, "Okay, just a moment." So I got a voice on the other end of the telephone. He said, "Yes, entertainment." I said, "Hey, man, I want to give you a scoop. Jim Cato just got busted." He said, "Oh, yeah?" I said, "Hold the line a minute." So he was gone about 3 or 4 minutes. He came back and said, "Call this number." So I hung up and I called that number. It was Tommy Tucker's bail bond. You know, we have a smog problem in Los Angeles like no other city in the world. You know, as a matter of fact, smog was so bad the other day, I walked outside, took a deep breath, and had to chew it. That was thick.